This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Much of Michigan woke up to a changed public health landscape this morning, coming off of Friday's state Supreme Court opinion, which found that the governor exceeded her authority, issuing and reissuing orders to require masks, distancing, and restricting public gatherings without approval from the legislature. Some of Michigan's counties moved right away to loosen up restrictions on how people are moving through public space. Others, like Oakland County, have moved just as quickly to install their own rules, restoring some of those restrictions. Oakland County's executive Dave Coulter is with us now to talk about what's going on. Dave, welcome back to Stateside.
It is great to be with you. Thanks.
So over the weekend, your county health officer, Leanne Stafford, said that residents do need to wear masks when they leave their homes. What was the thinking behind acting quickly on this?
We wanted to act quickly for a couple of reasons. The state Supreme Court just recently made their decision about the governor's authority. And we have a number of school districts across Oakland County that are going to be opening up their instruction further starting this week with more in-person instruction. And they had been reaching out to us since the state Supreme Court order about whether or not the old guidelines still applied, and in particularly around masks. And so we felt it was important to offer them guidance and let our residents know that really around a lot of these orders, nothing is going to change in the short term. We have the ability to issue these orders from a local health department perspective.
Well, right. Leanne Stafford cited her authority to take emergency steps under a 1978 state law. Do you expect, given what happened with the governor's orders, that Oakland County might be in for a legal challenge?
You know, I suppose that's always possible. But just remember this, the state Supreme Court case that was heard last week was not aimed at the public health code or the public health code laws that we use to issue orders during an epidemic or a pandemic as we're facing. So there have been no challenges to the public health code, which is what we're issuing our orders under. And so there could be a challenge, but those laws seem pretty well established.
Sure. The president of Michigan State Senate, Mike Shirkey, called the ruling on Friday great news. He affirmed that he believes the virus is a threat, but he cast this as a problematic procedural matter that the executive cannot go forward without the legislature. And he said, quoting here, "This will restore the system of checks and balances the founding fathers intended." No doubt there are some in Oakland County who might share that view. How have you been handling complaints or disputes about where masks are appropriate?
You know, we get a lot of complaints to our hotline in our health department office from residents, because by and large, the vast majority of residents and business owners in Oakland County want us to take this seriously and want us to do all the measures that we can to protect the public. And so when they call us, we investigate those either through the local police department or through our health department. And almost always we can resolve those situations. And you know, on the few outliers where the businesses don't want to cooperate, we have other enforcement mechanisms as well. So it's really the public that I'm finding that want us to be diligent and make sure that we keep safe.
Right. If the foundations of the policy are solid at this point, are there any problems for Oakland County? Do you foresee if the governor's authority does not stand? I mean, did you need Governor Whitmer to lay down that line?
You know, the counties or the public health departments like ours have always had this power. In fact, before the governor started issuing her first orders, we had issued some orders in Oakland County that actually went sooner. We were the first county in Michigan, for instance, to shut down shopping malls back in early March. But I've always thought that rather than have a patchwork approach, county by county or jurisdiction by jurisdiction, that it was in Michigan's best interest to have a uniform policy come from the state health department. And I think that, by the way, has served Michigan very well as we've brought our numbers down and saved lives here. So now we are going to, at least in the short term, it looks like, you know, there could be a patchwork of orders. And I don't think that serves the state of Michigan well. But my responsibility is to the voters and to the residents of Oakland County. And so that's what I'm going to be focused on. And we're going to use the health orders here to make sure we're keeping Oakland County residents safe.
You know, to that end, one of Oakland County's nearest neighbors is Macomb County. And I believe that the two have the second and third highest number of COVID infections in the state, behind yes. Wayne County when you look at total numbers. Macomb County's executive Mark Hackle has been averse to the governor's hand in fighting against COVID. Do you think it's going to be difficult to get on the same page with him about the best way to fight COVID?
Well, you know, I know that he had questions about how the governor was making her decisions and the legal authority that she used. But I haven't heard Mark say that he doesn't believe that social distancing and face masks and hand washing and the like, all this, the health protocols that we know are important, aren't still our best defense against this virus. And so I believe he understands that. And I think he will encourage the people of Macomb County to do that. How he does that, again, will be sort of a county by county base, unless a statewide plan can be developed in light of the Supreme Court ruling. But I think everyone who looks at this understands, even Senator Shirky, that masks are a common sense way to help us fight this virus.
At the same time, it looks like Macomb County, while they may be encouraging masks, is certainly not requiring it. Does that pose any problems for people who live in one county and work in the other?
I don't think it's ideal. Like I said, I think the best case scenario is that we have statewide orders on these things. But, you know, the Supreme Court has put that in flux. And so I know the governor is pursuing other avenues by which to do a statewide strategy, and I encourage that, frankly. But in the short term, I didn't want Oakland County to be caught off guard. I didn't want our businesses and our schools to think that suddenly the rules around masks had changed. Because in fact, we haven't issued more restrictive rules, but we have kept the rules in place that existed prior to the ruling, and I think that's the prudent thing to do.
We found that in retail and service sectors and other kinds of workplaces that there are some business owners who are very interested in making sure that distancing and masks are mandatory, and some who feel like it's been very difficult for their employees to police this. What will be the point of enforcement in Oakland County for masks and PPE?
Yeah, and you know, it is very difficult, and that's why we rely on the cooperation of the residents to allow our businesses to operate in a way that is safest for their employees and their clients. But we'll enforce it the way we have in the past, which is that, you know, residents or employees with a concern about a business should contact their local police or the sheriff. They will do an initial investigation or report and send it to our health division. And then we contact those businesses. And in most cases, it's just a matter of educating them on how the health protocols should be implemented. But you know, on those rare occasions where education isn't enough, there is enforcement mechanisms through our health department.
Mm-hmm. Has anything had to go beyond the point of a citation to date?
No. And I said from the beginning, you know, we're not trying to fill up Oakland County Jail with people who don't wear a mask or don't socially distance. The idea is to give the people the information in a transparent way so that they can make the best decisions for themselves. And I think since we've been doing that, the overwhelming majority of residents here in Oakland County and our businesses are really striving to do the right thing around health protocols. And so that really hasn't been necessary here.
Dave, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on right now in terms of community spread? You know, some of the other counties like Ingham County have had some real problems getting a hold on academic settings, especially higher education. What's keeping you awake nights these days in terms of COVID infections?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things that keep me awake at night, and especially the idea that as we come into the fall season and that mixes with normal flu season, which mixes with kids going back to school, that could be a very lethal combination. And so that's something we're very mindful of. What we saw over the summer, frankly, and the reason our numbers did start to creep back up again, is large gatherings, whether that just be a graduation party, a birthday party, just picnics and the like, barbecues and whatnot. And the other thing that we've been seeing that surprises me a bit, and I want to mention it, is a number of people who don't feel quite right, but they go into work anyway. And then they end up testing positive. And what we're saying is, you know, I know there's a kind of an American spirit that says, oh, just because you're a little under the weather, you still go to work. But this is not a good time to be practicing that American ethic. If you think you have any of the signs of COVID, we strongly encourage you not to go to work and to get yourself a test. And make sure, because what we've seen is a number of employees who, you know, just kind of were fighting through what they thought was a cold or something, and they went to work. And this is not the time to do this. This is the time to err on the side of caution. We've had several situations where folks were just a little under the weather. They went to work. They ended up testing positive and spreading it to their coworkers. So very important to stay home if you don't feel well at all.
Oakland County Executive Dave Coulter. Dave, thank you for your time today.
Why, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be with you as always.